is, huh?
Hey, everybody. Got some awesome news.
We have a new crew member today, Denise.
Hi, everyone.
So I thought it'd be fun if we all went around and said our name and a little something about ourselves. I'll start. My name is Rod, and I like to party. All right, Dave, you're up.
Hi, my name is Dave, and I like to party.
No, Dave, I just said that I party, so maybe do something different for me.
My name is Dave, and I am the stuntman.
You know what? Let's move on. Rico, you're up.
Hello, I'm Rico, and I like to party.
Yeah, Rico, what did I just say to Dave?
Who?
Dave.
I like to party, I'm Rod.
No, you're Kevin.
Right, Kevin. I party.
No, you don't. Okay, nobody parties but me.
Yes, and we party.
No.
Yeah, just Rod.
Yes.
And me.
No, I'm the only one who parties.
I'm pretty sure I've partied before.
No, Kevin, I know for a fact you don't party, okay? You do not party.
You're right. Dave's the party guy.
Sweet.
Oh my God, shut up, okay? I'm just gonna do it for you. Denise, this is the crew. Dave's the mechanic, Rico makes the ramps, and Kevin is team manager / videographer. None of them party, right? Got it?
Okay. Let's party.
Hey, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are the Parsons.
One year ago, we asked ourselves, what would it be like to take the entire year off of social media?
And this is the boredom experiment. Lord, there is nothing I can give to you.
All right. I need to be a little closer to the Yeti. All right. A letter to you on our 1 year social media fast anniversary. Well, here we are. It's been 1 year. 1 year since we vacated social media for a 365-day sabbatical from the noise.
For us, that has meant 1 year of paying attention, embracing mindfulness, and finding intention in the way we spend our minutes, days, and months. Almost immediately, it was as though we had stepped into a richer experience of being alive, an experience we almost forgot was available to us every day. It might sound cheesy and poetic, but we almost felt like we were thawing out after 4 straight years of being frozen. We noticed things like birds singing and church bells ringing in our neighborhood. We used our hands to touch things that were real and fibrous instead of groping the metal and glass of our phones. We began to change and awaken in ways we can't quite put to words. It was as if we had discovered some secret, life-saving drug that had been sitting in our house all along, free for the taking.
Looking back over it all, we see that social media wasn't all bad. Social media was a great place to learn how to talk, but not a great place to learn how to listen. It was a great place to thumb past people's virtual versions of their lives, but not a great place to learn how to empathize with them. It was a fine place to make a visual diary of our kids and our travels, but a rotten place to be if we wanted to be present, undistracted parents and citizens of the world. It was a good place to make contact with strangers all over the globe, but a difficult place to keep contact with our inner selves in the process. It was an adequate space to share new words and work, up to a point, but a restrictive platform when most of our creative voice couldn't fit inside of a small square or be summarized in 250 characters. It was a good place to see what others were doing right now, but a horrible place to hang out if we wanted to kill comparison. It wasn't all bad, but it definitely wasn't all good. It's slippery, it's complicated.
There was a minute there where we almost decided to come back. We even mapped out the ground rules and drew up the boundary lines that would help us approach it all differently. After all, we have things that we would love to share, and social media is one of the places where people are congregating. We had a friend challenge us that the people who affect change, find a way to come down off the mountain and share what they learned there.
But that's where it got tricky, because much of what we have to share has come out of this year, this place of stillness and listening. For years, we had involuntarily invited the constant hum of social media into the back of our minds. The lack of the distraction and noise this year has given us time to pay attention and to reconnect to the story that we want our lives and our work to tell. When we talked to our kids about the possibility of going back, we were pretty surprised at how opposed to it they were. They see their friends getting Instagram accounts, and they are already missing the days when, in their words, people just hung out and talked to each other. Their strong plea reminded us how much better we are when we aren't on there, and seemed to be the final nail in that coffin.
At this point, we find ourselves in that cliche place of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Maybe someday in the future we'll feel the need to return to social media again. But that day is not today. Today is April 1st, 2016, and after 1 year off of social media and the liberation and joy we've discovered, we've decided not to come back.
What'll I do when you are far away and I'm so blue? What'll I do?
But never fear. Just like this past year, we will still throw our hearts into our work and our family and our friends. We will still share via our blog, newsletters, workshops, and even this podcast. That's right, the boredom experiment continues. And we really look forward to unpacking some of this stuff with you. As always, we will still continue to make things that come from hearts that are genuine and untethered to the impulses of the social media-driven culture.
We're really excited for what's to come, and we hope you are too. If you want to talk about social media with us, we'd love to have a conversation. If you'd like to join our mailing list and find resources on taking short, guided breaks from social media, visit don'tgiveupproject.com.
We are so grateful for the ways you've followed along this past year, written us incredible letters, and shared in the crazy experiment with us. We will be in touch again soon with a new mailing address. That's right, we're moving and we close today. It's one of the many new adventures that this past year of paying attention has brought. Be well, keep in touch, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
It just sounded really creepy.
Signed, Jeremy and Ashley.
Bye.
Bye. It came out wrong.